creativity can be used in really positive ways. You know, clearly, if it connects in particularly with citizens, and I like the idea of creative citizens rather than creative industries in many ways, then it's a really positive thing. And, you know, it's no doubt that particularly cities that have been subject to urban decline have been regenerating, have improved in a great number of ways. Capitals of culture, those kinds of things have really benefited cities, and they've also been an important way of rebranding them and putting them on the map, if you like, in the creative sense rather than in the way in which they were known for previously. I think there is a danger, though. Creative industries aren't a panacea for everything. Economic development needs to go beyond that. It needs to create genuine jobs. It needs to create opportunities for people. Having shopping malls is all well and good, and lots of creative industries have created these kind of identical, you know, waterfront areas, often driven by kind of corporate investment and so on. Now, those things are fine, but they also have a tendency of gentrification, of changing neighbourhoods. And I think there's an issue there about how citizens can get engaged in the creative industries. That creativity isn't something that just comes top down. Creativity is actually something that individuals have. And therefore, I think creative citizens and creative individuals need to, if you like, be the driving force behind the creative sector.